Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansom Braff, author of Grant Me Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you today?
Hello, Cindy. How are you?
Good. Is everything going good in your world?
Oh, yeah. It's always busy,
oh, yeah.
Busy, busy in my world.
You sound a little tired today. Are you a little
tired
today? Okay, you're never a person I hear tired, but today you're a little tired, you know?
Yeah, no, I've been fighting off, you know, everybody's getting this damn bug that's going around, and last Saturday I went to the doctor, and, you know, I had a really, really bad cough, and then he's like, you know what, he's like, your lungs are clear, so wait and see. So I've been waiting and seeing, and I'm not getting any worse, but I'm also not getting any better, so,
okay,
you know,
I'm just
very fatigued.
We had that, too, because, you know, TJ got
it
pretty
bad. Oh, it's terrible.
And then I was fighting it by taking, like, the zinc and the vitamin C, so I never really got it, but
yep.
I never didn't get it. So I'm thinking, and this is about 4 weeks now, and I will still cough
now.
Oh,
boy.
And so it's been
yeah,
4 weeks.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, and,
well, I've got a
you
much
know,
better immune
just,
system than Lisa has. So, you
mm-hmm.
know, when she got it once, she was on antibiotic, and now she's getting it again. You know, it's been lingering for me because my body is fighting it, but it's just, it's a tough battle. It's making me very,
that's
very
exactly
tough.
What mine did. It, because it kept fighting it, so I never really was, you know, I worked through the whole time, and I was never really,
oh, yeah, of course.
You know, overly sick, but it just lingered. It's like probably going on the fifth
off.
Week now. I mean, even
you know,
now,
like
I feel like I could cough. I feel like I could cough in a minute, you know what I mean? So, it's one of those
yep.
things. It's getting better, but seems to be everybody has it. And TJ wrote a blog about this particular cold, and for
oh my gosh,
Pat,
did
he? And he got something like 10,000 hits on it. So,
10,000,
you know, 10,000 likes. So that tells you how many people have this thing. So
well, yeah, that was
going
I was
around.
Trying to explain to my mom today too. You know, because I've had. And, you know, he had a battle of laryngitis, and then they gave him antibiotic, and then he got better, and then all of a sudden he was running a fever. And every time the kid runs a fever, you know, she immediately is giving – I mean, not that he's a kid anymore. He's a 23-year-old man. But still, you know, she treats him like a baby. And, every time, you know, his fever started getting hit, you know, she was just throwing Tylenol and ibuprofen in it. And I'm like, stop doing that. You have to let the fever do its job. When your body gets a fever, it is your body's way of saying there's something wrong, I need to fix it, there's an infection here, like just like when we sterilize things, what do? When we sterilize, we boil things. That is your body's reaction to whatever is going on. If you keep killing the fever before the fever has a chance to do what it's meant to do, you're only relying on antibiotics, and these bugs are becoming immune to the antibiotics because we take them so often. So,
of
you know
course.
What? I understand not wanting to run 102 and 103 here, but you know what? If you've got a low-grade fever, let it sit. Let your body
no,
do
and,
what
and
it
also,
needs
half
to
the
do.
Time, they're viruses anyway, so that the antibiotics aren't doing any good unless you get
yeah.
a bacterial infection on it. So, I mean, I haven't taken antibiotics in like – I can't remember the last time I took it, probably 40 years ago or something. You know what I mean? It's like, keep them away from me.
Yeah,
thank
I mean,
you.
I try not to take antibiotics. I never like antibiotics. So, you know, like I try not to take them at all. And like even now, I have a Z-Pak on call right now, because if I do get substantially worse, only because it is, you know, I am coughing up stuff, you know, and we don't want to get pneumonia or anything like that, then I'll take
it.
But otherwise, I'm letting my body do what my body needs to do.
Oh, yeah. So did any of you hear about we had an earthquake today on Long Island?
Yes. Yes, I left my office today, and my VP was like, hey, did you feel the earthquake? And I went, nope. And he's like, well, apparently we had one, and we were supposed to be able to feel it. I'm like, well, I got gypped.
What town were you in? What town?
I was in Merrick.
Where you were. Yeah, because it says Belmore got rocked. So I imagine
I'm in Merrick. Belmore is one town over, and I felt nothing.
Isn't it funny? It's like some towns you could feel some. And it was, 4.1 magnitude. I remember feeling one once, but I didn't feel it today here at all. So at least we
didn't. Yeah, no, I got
nothing.
So the
earthquake today. That's interesting, huh?
Yes.
So anyway, we do have one of my clients that would like to talk to us. It's the 5647 number. And I've known her longer than you.
Through here.
I've known her longer
really?
Than you. Yep, she's a client I've known longer than you. So that tells you how long she's been a client of mine.
Wow, and you've known me forever, so.
And she's like your wife. She's a musician, but she also has becoming a therapist. She's, she's a hypnotherapist.
Oh,
she's
going to
be a doctorate in, psychology. So I'm so proud of her. So I've watched her grow up and become quite the woman. So she's
That's
also,
awesome.
She's read Grant Me a Higher Love. She's always telling everybody to read it. So she's like a lot like you in that vein. So I think we're going to pick her up first, and then you could screen the others that called in first, especially the computer number, because, we don't like to pick that up.
Yes, of course. I already have that one flagged on my side. So, all right, so we're going to go to your 5647 number, and then I'm going to jump into the chat room. Hello, you're on the air.
Okay, great.
Hello.
Hi, would you like to tell our guests your name, or our listeners would like to know who you are?
I'm Irene.
I'm so proud of you. You can hear, I'm like your mother telling everybody what you're doing. I'm so proud of her. She's my girl. She listens to guidance. She's so smart. And the world's going to be a better place because you're going to be a therapist who's going to do some new age stuff, past life regression, all the good things so that you're going to help in every front. So that's amazing.
Yes.
And I told you, when you come to New York, you're doing a past life regression for me,
Yeah, well, I'll be there over the holidays, so let me know if you're free.
Okay, that would be great. You'll let me know your schedule. That sounds fascinating.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to.
But you're not going to air my past lives.
Of course not.
Well, anyway, you were sending me a very interesting email about some guy, and I said he was doing this submarining, which is, a term where guys ghost and reappear, or women ghost and disappear.
That I got with you, remember I was telling you that there was this guy who I had met like years ago, nothing ever panned out, and then we got back in touch with each other. My guides were telling me that my guides and his guides were trying to get us together, like it was like this divine thing that's supposed to be happening. And I remember that you were telling me that, because he had disappeared for a while, and you were telling me, oh, he's submarining. He'll show up again. So
you're like, what?
he definitely submarined and, came back up to the surface about like a couple weeks ago. So, yeah. So,
how are you handling this guy? Because I will tell you, the ghosters and the submariners, those are people that have to have a pretty strong level of narcissism because they don't really care how this hurts people. Like, I couldn't ghost and disappear people. That would not be my style. I wouldn't want to hurt you. I wouldn't do that. So, you have to take into account that he has to have a lot of narcissism. Have you figured that out?
I mean, he's a Hollywood actor, so right away, he's been in like a few big movies, so right away I have to assume that there's some narcissism there, of course, But I also, because my guides gave me that message, I also am trying to trust them that there is some divine purpose that we're supposed to know each other, you know? So, yeah.
Okay, okay, you're doing what all 21st century women do, and I want to strangle them, is you give these people permission to come and go. Okay?
Right.
And you might want to, like, read the Riot Act to the extent I don't really go for this Submarine Act. You know, you can't reappear and disappear. So,
right.
You know, at least give me, you know, just tell me, well, I'm not going to talk to you for 3 weeks or whatever. But
yeah.
It always gives you a woman a feeling, did I do something wrong? Why is he doing this? You know.
Oh, I don't feel that way. I'm completely aware that I've done nothing wrong.
Okay, good.
Listen, I'm awesome. So if you are going to try to submarine me, it's kind of your loss. Like, I feel bad for you because, like, obviously if this is some sort of divine thing that we're supposed to know each other, if you're not going to honor that, that's fine. That's on you. And it's kind of his loss, you know. So.
All right, but you're still, I mean, did you actually date him? Were you dating him, or?
We haven't even gotten up to that point. We've been talking. Like, we haven't even gotten up to, like, actually getting together yet. Like, that's how ridiculous it is. So.
Well, did you meet him, like, on Bumble or one of those sites?
No, I met him actually on a site that it matches you based on, like, your music taste. It's called Taste Buds. So that's where we met, yeah.
Oh, okay. But you met him on a site. Now,
yeah.
There's something wrong with modern men. Like, why would you connect with him and not see her for a month or disappear from her? I mean,
right.
It seems like, you know, what I'm seeing here, he's a little bit of a player here.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
You know, some men, all they want to do is talk to women, connect with them. They say they don't ever want to meet them. So,
right.
I mean, have you been talking to him for more than 2 months? How long have you been talking to him?
I mean, well, on and off, because we connected years back and then nothing came out of that. You know, I'd gotten, like, back together with my daughter's father, and then that didn't work out. And then we started talking again, I want to say maybe, like, 2 or 3 months ago, and then he submarined for about a month, and now he reappeared like a couple weeks ago.
Doesn't it seem like a commitment phobic to you? A guy that's not
yes.
really looking for a relationship.
Yes.
You talk to him on the phone, or you just text?
Mostly text, yeah.
Okay. I mean, these men are like shooting text to 1,000 women when they're bored and,
right.
you know, stringing people along. And it's almost like, it's like you're the like TV show of the day or something. I mean, it's
right.
it's their entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't, you know, hold on to this guy as being something potential that could be there. I mean, it looks to me
right.
like he's going to do this to you for a long time. Just do you want a text buddy? Is that what you're signing on for?
No.
I mean, I know you're working hard and you're a mom and all of that, so maybe this is like
yeah.
the level of love you can handle right now.
I mean, I need more than texting, but, like, I don't know if necessarily I need him to be the quote-unquote one yet because I am so busy, but, like, definitely at least a companion to more of a texting degree. Like, it would be great to hang out and, like, be
okay,
able
but you
to,
have to
like,
understand what the Wall Street Journal – what the Wall Street Journal said last month is that virtual women are a real threat to real women because the men are masturbating all the time, and they don't need
right.
women. It's like
right.
if they were normal men where there wasn't internet porn all the time, you know, growing up in the 60s and 70s, we never had this. The men couldn't masturbate all day to porn on their fingertips with a phone in one hand. You know, this couldn't,
yeah.
This,
yeah.
I mean, this couldn't happen. So the men would actually have to see women.
Right.
And talk with them and be with them. So
right.
it's like there's something very disturbing about it. If you have a connection, if you're really looking for someone to meet, then why wouldn't
mm-hmm.
you meet them already? And sometimes
exactly.
because he might feel a real connection with you because, you know, talking on the phone, sometimes having a soulful texting back and forth for a while, you could feel a connection. He may just be rejecting the higher love you're offering him. It may not have anything to
do. It kind of just seemed like that because we both agreed that we both feel familiar, that there could be like a past life thing happening. So that I'm wondering if that's part of it. I don't know. You know.
And again, there's a very strong connection, and I'm not. But you know, I think if you were in any other spot in your life, you probably wouldn't tolerate this, but I'm just saying you are feeding this commitment phobic monster, all of you young women, by doing this.
Right.
I wouldn't do this.
Yeah.
If a man
yeah.
had a connection with me, I tell him within a few weeks we're going to meet. And if they don't want to meet me, I don't want you masturbating while you're talking to me. That's what half the time the men are doing. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
it's cheaper than a chat room. Just talk to me for free, but don't meet
right.
me. It starts to strike me as being very odd. There's something very odd about that behavior. Okay, if
yeah.
you have a connection with someone and you want to meet them, I mean, that's the way it is. And, you know, it's a little disturbing to me, this whole thing that was, I mean, I have so many clients, women that talk to these guys for, you know, 6 months, a year, they don't even meet them. And, you know, when they finally do meet them, like, the guy runs away terrified, like, it's horrible. So,
right.
I mean, if you're having fun, maybe, I mean, if he wasn't an actor, like a Hollywood guy, would you take this crap? Are you smitten with the fact that he's an actor? I mean, is that getting to you?
I don't give a fuck about that.
Thank you. Thank
I
you,
mean,
because
you
I think I find
that
people...
not enough to turn me on.
Good, because I find that a lot of people allow celebrities to get away with murder. You know,
no,
to do, you know, women who have connected with a celebrity, you know, they'll just be able to, you know, get away with murder. I'm just seeing this guy will probably do this for, you know, now to doomsday with you.
Mm,
connect
okay.
with you this way. Have you asked him to meet with you?
Yeah, I mean the last
and?
Time we spoke, we were like, yeah, okay, we're gonna make this happen.
And that's when he ghosted you after that?
Yeah. Uh huh.
Okay, that's because he doesn't really want to meet you. Okay.
Right.
And I'm saying, you know, it might be because he enjoys just whatever connection you're having. Maybe he thinks if you get to know him, you won't like him. Maybe he's afraid if
uh-huh.
he does like you, then he'll have to stop screwing around. And he's not ready
right.
to do that. But he, you know, commitment phobics ghost when we get close, when we're supposed to meet.
Right.
So I would tell you, and again, what I found with commitment phobics, they're always narcissists. Because
right.
it's always
of
about
course.
Them. And you didn't ask him to marry you.
Exactly.
You asked, like, let's get a cup of coffee. Like, come on. You know, it's so absurd. Like, and where does he
I
live in
to
relationship
honest,
to you?
I'm
How far away does he
okay.
live from you?
He's close. He lives, like, 20 minutes away.
Okay, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. You know, in the past,
yeah.
men would walk from Montauk to Manhattan to have sex. You know,
exactly.
they wanted to see you. I mean, when I first met TJ, he used to drive from Montauk to Patchogue, like, all the time.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's a long ride, you know,
yeah.
to see me, to be with me, to communicate. I mean, this is nonsense. He's 20 minutes away. And what he did
yeah.
was, you know, he thought, let me run away because she wants to meet me. Now I'll come back, and she won't say the meet me words for a little bit. And when she does say
and
that
I
again,
did.
I'll run away
we
again.
Did. We well exactly we did yeah and that's the funny thing like the last conversation we had like we were talking about that and I have not heard from him in 3 days so there you go
okay so here we go so you know he doesn't really want to meet you have you Googled his name does he have a girlfriend does he have a wife does he have something
no he's actually separated so
okay
he's
okay.
separated
so he says
that his like ex-wife has a boy like she like is sick and like dying and but she has a boyfriend so she like shut him out of that and like yeah it sounds like a mess.
Oh god
okay now he has
a
fear of loving somebody he has a fear of loving somebody could die in him now so if he has a connection
yeah.
with you he's not going to want to meet you okay like
yeah.
oh my god I mean he's got issues here would you agree with
yeah.
that Nicole the guy's got issues
Yeah,
yeah.
I
mean, especially since he disappeared off the face of the earth for, you know, a few days and things like that. I mean, I remember before I even met my wife, I was seeing a girl and I was living in Rocky Point at the time. And for those of you who are not familiar with New York, Rocky Point is not exactly close to the city. It's a little over an hour away from the city. And I was dating a girl in Bushwick, Queens, and, you know, Bushwick, Brooklyn, actually, you know, and I drove just at least 2 to 4 nights a week into Bushwick to see this girl, you know,
right,
it was easily with traffic, a 2-hour commute each way, because I would leave late at night, and then I would often not leave until the morning, to go back out to work, and I worked near my home. So, you know, I mean, but it was easily 4 hours a day in the car, but I wanted to see her, so it was worth it.
Right. Well, this is what we're talking about. If a guy who's 20 minutes away can't meet you at
Starbucks
for coffee.
Even when I met my wife, she was 50 minutes away from me, and I made that drive after working a 12, 14-hour day.
Right. So, I mean, just know that he's doing all the – I mean, I love the terminology they come up with now, ghosting, submarining, crumbing. They come back and drop a little crumb to you to see if they still got you and then run away again. You know, it's the terms are and it's almost predictably funny. It's like it's ridiculous, but you know, it's because of these sites. It's sad, and it allows them to come and go in this whole thing. So, I mean, if you're enjoying just talking with him or whatever, you know, you can go on enjoying that. But I wouldn't really like, you know, hook my
wagon
to him.
Don't put all your eggs in that basket.
No,
definitely not. I was just, I mean, I'm not, like I said, I'm not thinking that he's the one, but I was at least hoping that, like, we would have at least an F-buddy situation. Because
he won't even let you be, he won't even let you be Mr. Right Now, because that's too much for him.
Exactly.
Well, that's also because I think he thinks there's a connection. If there wasn't a connection, he probably would have met you and screwed the hell out of you, okay?
Right.
But since there's a connection, that's what scares him. So, you know, it's sad because, you know, I understand, you know, you've been, you know, you were looking, let's just have a, you know, you're busy, you're in school, you're a mom. Let me have someone I could have a casual, a nice relationship, maybe some sex out of it. But I'm telling you, the men don't want sex or need sex anymore because they're all masturbating. I mean, it's horrible. I have thousands of female clients that are in 20s, 30s, and 40s who are horny because their husbands, boyfriends are not having sex with them.
Yeah.
This is horrible.
It's
horrible. So, I mean, it is sad, isn't it? So, it's not just you. You know, I hear this all day long. I can't even believe it. And you know what the dead men are saying from the other side? They're like, we can't believe there's men who'd rather masturbate than be with women. They've never seen anything like this. They just can't even believe it. Like, they can't believe what they're witnessing. So figure out, maybe if you're looking for sex, this guy probably isn't the guy. All right. Well, keep us informed. You gave us a good laugh here, and by the way, and you gave us like a good. I mean, you're in LA, and we know like they couldn't call it La La Land for no reason, you know.
Exactly.
But the LA men and the New York men are the worst. Women are outsourcing from LA and New York to find men other places. Could you imagine? They're that bad. They're that immature, and you know they won't grow up, and it's sad. So, you know, you deserve better than this, by the way.
I agree.
Well, I think you could write, you know, your dissertation on this.
I know, right?
The dating habits of 21st century men. You know, for real.
Think about my dissertation, for sure.
I know. It'll be fascinating. Well, thanks for calling in, and have a Merry Christmas.
Okay, Merry Christmas. I'll be in touch, Cindy.
Bye. I love you.
Love you, too. Bye.
Now, Nicole, that was something I think we needed to, you know, air that again, that, you know, if a man doesn't want to meet you or a woman doesn't want to meet you sooner than later, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
but listen, you know, one thing that I respect about it, though, is that, you know, I mean, is that she was like, you know, listen, I was hoping that you know, it could just be like something that was casual, you know. She knows what she wants, and she is okay with having something that's casual, you know, with something that's casual, and she's not sitting here, you know, because I know that a lot of girls, when they're in that situation, you know, they start pining like, oh my God, but what if he's the one? And it's very, very dramatic, and it's very unnecessary. So I'm happy
that
she's okay with casual.
She's asking for casual, no strings attached sex, and she can't even get it. What the hell's the matter with me?
I know. I know, but you know what, though? But she did the most important thing, though, is she put it out there that she's okay with that, and she put it out there that you know, at this stage in her life, she would like that before the real deal comes along. So, you know what, even though it didn't work out with this guy, she's already put it out there that, you know, that that's the vibe. So, you know what? If this guy wasn't the right one, I'm sure that she's going to meet somebody. And who knows? Maybe that's something casual and will grow into something a little bit more substantial when she's ready for it. You know, but
exactly.
Yeah, it's crazy. But at least she put herself out there.
Right, and it's funny, and I'm, you know, you have to, though, if you're on these sites, you have to, you know, meet people sooner than later, because at least he, you know, she can Google and knows who he is. But a lot of times, these people are not even who they say they are. You know, one of my clients thought she was, like, in love with this guy, and she's not a stupid client. She's very smart. But, you know, when you've been lonely and you've been divorced and, you know, you kind of meet somebody on one of these sites or something, and he's wine and dining you and giving you the impression that he's a good guy, and you really want to believe it. And, you know,
of course,
I said to her, I'm not buying this, because all of a sudden now he can't meet her because he's, like, in another country, you know, the scammy thing.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, when they have to go to another country. So I said, give me his name. Let me look at his, like, she goes, oh, he has a Facebook page and everything. You know, she's not a person that goes on Facebook. So I look at it in 2 minutes, I go, he has no friends. How can you believe he has no friends on here, okay? I say, he's got 4 posts that are very recent to make you think.
Mm-hmm.
I go, he's probably not even the person you think he is. And she didn't want to believe it. Now, she is not a naive person. She's in law enforcement. You know, she knows evil. She's seen it, okay? She's smart, okay?
Yeah.
But, you know, of course,
so
her blind.
You
want to
believe something so bad.
So I said, okay, let me just, ask him to be my friend. Let me just friend him. Two minutes later, he's all over me. Like meanwhile, she thinks she's having a relationship with the guy. 2 minutes later, he's all over me.
Oh,
in the. So I said, first, see, now that you see it, I'm blocking him, by the way. Let me just block this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it took me, in a reading. I go, I'm not even going to do a psychic reading on this. Let's just on the earth plane find out this crap.
Yeah.
But,
well, you know what, Cindy?
You know,
I have one better for you. A friend of mine, okay, was convinced that she had found the one, and, you know, it was somebody that she met online, and he lived in another state, and this and that. Gave me the whole story, and I was like, not for anything. I'm like, this, you know, this is a little too good to be true, you know, has been speaking to her for about, you know, I think 45 days, and he's already talking about how in love he is with her and marriage and
that's
this
the same
and
story.
That and everything else. Okay. You know, and of course, that this is the opposite of what other women are finding, you know, so she thinks that she's gotten the jackpot here. I'm like, well, what's his name, you know, and she gives me his name, and I just didn't trust the entire situation. He wound up coming up to New York for a visit, and I didn't, after I met him, I feel like that gut feeling, Cindy, I was like, there's something not right here. So when he left New York, I went back online, and I found some stuff, and I said, now, when did you say he could come to New York and this and that and everything else? And she's like, oh, on whatever date in December. So I said, okay. I said, I have something to tell you. And she's like, what? And I said, well, I went online, and I did a background check on him. And the reason why he took the bus from down south to New York is because he can't fly. And the reason why he can't fly is because he's not supposed to leave the state. He is on parole. And the reason why he is able to come to New York in December is because he's off of parole as of this date in December. And she goes, oh, my God, that's the date that he gave me. I said, yes. She goes, well, he said that his job was finished there. I said, yes, his job in the penitentiary. I was like, he's probably living in a group home. You know, I'm like, so he was completely not legitimate. And then she's like, well, he told me he had a checkered past. I said, past? I said, this occurred. I said, this was breaking and entering a year ago. That he's
well,
doing
also,
6 months
do is-
for. I said, you know, I was like, listen, if you're talking about somebody that made some mistakes in their youth, you know, and he said, hey, listen, you know what? I did a year or two back in 1988, okay, but I've turned my life around and I found the church and this and that. You know what? Everybody deserves a second chance, and you know what? Nobody deserves to be judged for their past if they show that their past is just that. It's the past. It's not their present. It's not their recent past. They're over that shit, okay? But you know what? You're talking about somebody that I found out was not only actively on parole, a 57-year-old man on parole, but the offense before that was about a year and a half prior, And then the offense before that was 5 years prior. And then the other offense before that was about another 3 years prior. And then the charges that he told her about back in the 80s. So, you know what? Well, it was just like he spent more time in the last 20 years in prison than he did out of prison. And he completely lied about it. Now, listen, like I said, everybody deserves to be forgiven. You do your time, that's fine. But you lied about it.
There's something that narcissists do. They tell you a little bit of truth. Like they'll tell you, yeah, I got in trouble in the past, because they know you can Google it and find it out. So they're not – they would never tell you if you couldn't find it out. But since now we have to say, well, he told you.
Well, the look on her face when I showed her the mugshot. I had a mugshot, Cindy. The look on her face when I found the mugshot was like, I felt bad. I did. You know, I didn't want to crush her the way that I did. But even at that, when I was exposing lies, she was still trying to make excuses. You know, she wanted it to be real so bad.
You don't know. He could have robbed her. He could have robbed her. Could have hurt her.
Completely.
That, you know, people have to realize not everybody's who they say they are on these sites. And, you know,
no, you have
trust
to be careful.
Your gut. But again, I tell you, they're very slick. They tell you my soulmate. They tell women everything they want to hear. And they're also very good at getting the single girl, I mean, the new girl on the block. Like if you haven't been on the sites ever before, because these are professional trollers.
Mm-hmm.
They scope you out. And all of a sudden, all the scam artists come out of
the
woodwork.
Well, it says on
the
site that you've been a member since whatever date. You know, so the sites don't exactly help out with that respect, because the site says, yes, you've been a member for 3 months. Well, isn't that just putting a sign on your fucking back?
And you should also look at the ones where they've been a member for 10 years, like 20 years.
Exactly.
Like,
if you've been on a dating site for 10 years, if you've been on a dating site for 10 years, there's something seriously wrong with you.
That's
you know
what I'm saying. So let's look at
those shop in a different dumpster, please.
Yes, for sure. Now, we do have two people you queued up. Let's do Terry first in New York. Is she a client we've ever read before, or is this a totally new person?
You know what? I believe Terry has called in before. I did not ask her, but I recognize the voice a little bit here. So I believe that she has called in before. And she's got a love question. She's currently single, but she thinks that she may have somebody that it has potential. But she's just not really certain if he's coming out of either a long-term marriage, long-term relationship, or what the deal there is. So she wants to see what you're picking up about.
Okay, so before I even
Cindy.
Talk to her, what do I always say? I'm always telling people, do not pay a psychic $100 to find out if somebody's married. You got to ask them.
Oh, yes. No. I don't think it's necessarily. I don't think she wants to know if he's married. I think she just wants to know that if he is leaving this long-term relationship, is he emotionally available right now? I think that's more the line of questioning.
Okay, so she knows he's leaving a marriage? She knows that.
It's either you know what? You're going to have to ask her that. I think it was more like he's recently out. She's not sure if it was a marriage or a girlfriend or what it was, but he's recently out of a relationship. And is he emotionally available? What do you see?
So let's get to Terry.
Hi,
hello,
ladies.
Terry,
how are you?
You are on the air.
Thank you. Hello. How are you today?
Good.
Yes, long time, long talk to. I haven't talked to you guys in months. Okay.
That's what I thought. Because we like you. That's what I thought. I just had this feeling this was our Terry. Okay, that we know.
Yeah.
All right. So you met this guy. How did you meet him?
No, I haven't met him yet. But I've been just having some visions of him. We haven't met yet. So I've been having visions of him. But my question is this: I'm not. When we meet, I think he's going to be coming out of a relationship.
Okay, so you're sort of having a psychic impression of a guy. Is that what it is?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
Now I think that looks very truthful here, because I got the soulmate card, and I got another soulmate card on him. So like, this is definitely a soulmate connection. And you're probably right that he had to get out of a long-term relationship because you know, there's a little delay in him being brought to you. And it appears that he stayed too long in a relationship he should have gotten out of years ago.
Yeah. Oh, that's
okay.
So
you could have met him 5 years ago if he had gotten out of this. Okay. But it looks like a very good person. He's very loyal, and almost loyal to a fault. And so it looks like he is, and it looks like a marriage here. He's actually working his way out of the marriage. It was very hard for him to divorce. And it looks like toward the beginning of 2018, the divorce should come through. So you could meet him anytime in 2018. But you're very close on that. Like, you know, did you feel like you should have met him already? Because it's such a strong... But the universe wasn't going to bring you him until all of this divorce was through. Because it was kind of a messy divorce, okay? I think he had underestimated the woman. Like, I think he thought his wife wouldn't give him such a hard time. And so, he had to work his way out of this. So, you know. Now, do you do anything to find someone?
I'm sorry?
You do anything to find this person? Do you go out? Do you go do anything?
Oh, no, not yet. I haven't started yet, but I plan on doing so, yes.
Okay, good. Because, you know, it looks like you should get yourself out there. And,
yes,
you know, start making some,
you
know, and even making some new friends in that so you could expand your friendship world. Because when you do meet him, it looks like you're going to realize you probably could have met him 5 years earlier.
This relationship,
it looks long term because it's a soul, very strong soulmate connection here. Now you're very psychic yourself. You meditate often to get your little insights.
I need to start. Sometimes I just don't have the time to, but I really, really, truly need to start.
Right, because it does look like, you know, if you would begin to do that, you'll get a little more hits on him too. But you know, they can't deliver Mr. Right into your, you know, bedroom. So you do have to get out there and.
No way.
And when was your last relationship?
Oh, we're talking about like a 10-year period now.
That's what I thought. It looks like a very long time. Okay, now it takes, you know, it took you a long time to heal from your last one, and you know, to move on. But it, you know, you need a little courage, okay?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm glad that you're even focusing on this, that you do want to be with someone. You know, you don't want to be alone anymore.
No, not at all.
Good, because, you know, this looks like really good. 2018 looks like a really good year for you. Again, if you don't get out there and do something, I don't know how they're going to bring him to you.
I believe you, I will.
Okay.
I
like the way sometimes, because soulmates are usually somehow prophesized to us. It's either we have an inner knowing through a psychic reading. Somehow we get this feeling he's coming. And, and you're getting that feeling.
Yes. I definitely get the feeling. I also pick up energy that I think he may have some type of business ties with her family. Possibly.
Okay, and you know, he does look like that's part of why it took so long to get out of this marriage, because it may have been her parents' business.
Okay.
And
all right.
So, you know, what I see in the card was it was a lot of convoluted stuff to get out of something, and he really didn't think it was going to be this difficult. So.
I see that.
People always underestimate people. You know what I mean? They have no concept how complex this could be.
Oh, I see. I definitely see that. I pick up the same thing off of his energy. I feel that it's like a lot of fighting, a lot of cattiness. It's like everything is just back and forth, screaming and fight. I don't know if there's like physically fighting. I know she does, but it's like a lot of screaming.
I think it looks more like they also just financially, you know, making it really difficult for him. So. To sever the tie.
Okay.
So I think he had underestimated her entirely and didn't protect himself enough. In terms of, if you've been working in a family business for 15 years, you know, it's her family business, he should have protected himself more, but he thought they would never screw him over. So, you know, but what I'm just seeing is that there was a lot of, you know, but it's not a bad thing because it's making him really realize who she is and they are. Like, it's helping. Sometimes good people, it's smearing your face in crap. They really have to see who people are so they can really finally close the door and walk away.
Yes.
So, you know, it always happens.
Yeah. Okay, because I see him definitely closing the door and walking away, but I just don't want to get caught up into anything. That's why I asked this question.
Yeah, no. That's why I said the tornado, the house is going to hit the ground. The tornado is going to be over, and then you'll meet him. You don't want to be in the midst of a tornado here.
No, I never. Now, were there any cheating among them?
It's not really registering cheating in terms of people. Mm-hmm. It looks more like cheating with money, like... on her part, okay? There are different kinds of cheating. That's fiscal infidelity. It looks like, you know, she was screwing him over financially, and, you know, he looks like he was doing a lot of work for the family, but not really being paid what he should have been.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like if you're working hard to build your wife's family business thinking, well, one day I'm going to inherit it, so it's okay, I work hard, and maybe eventually I'll be paid. Imagine now, and it looks like she was the one who wanted the divorce at first, and now all that hard work he's done for no reason.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
He's not protected himself financially, so
that's what it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, she may have somebody else, and that's why she wanted out. I'm not sure about that, but it mostly looks like he's really gotten the short end of the stick in this relationship, you know, in coming out of this. But he will recover. He will recover.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling in. We're going to try to get another listener or two on the air before we go off tonight.
Okay. I'll call you in a few months. Talk to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Now we have Camille, huh?
Yes, ma'am, we do.
Okay. What's up with Camille tonight in California?
Well,
we've known
Camille
for years, too.
Camille is updating us. What's that?
We've known her for years, too, right?
Oh, yes, we have. And so what's new with Camille here, Cindy, is she is giving us a little bit of an update on what is going on in the life of Camille. Now, in case our listeners did not recall, Camille was in the middle of trying to figure out where the hell her and her daughter should move to. They finally picked a place. They are moving from the Bay Area of Cali into a very, very lovely Oregon coast. And now Camille would just like to know, what are you picking up on this move for her? You know, is this going to go as planned? And what's in it for Camille right now as she embarks on this great journey? So here we go with Camille in right now, Cali, and soon to be Oregon coast. Hello.
Hi.
Camille, you're on the air.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, of course. So I'm so glad you've made your decision, huh?
I have.
Okay.
I have.
Okay, and you found a place?
I did. I found a beautiful cottage that is currently for sale. It's been for sale for over 100 days. But it works. What I'm feeling, it is resonating with me and what I am creating for me and my daughter. So I just have to do it.
And are you nervous about it? Because it looks here like you got to do, you know, I would act on this a little bit quickly. Have you seen it? Have you looked at it or just online?
I've only been able to do it online, but let me tell you, because once your house is foreclosure, ours was on a foreclosure sale. So I am currently awaiting the check from that sale, which will allow me to buy the house and move into and furnish and have a little bit of a cushion and then plan my life and everything. So that is what I am anticipating.
Okay. And did you speak to the bank on this? Because it looks like it's a little delayed. I'm not so sure why this is so delayed here. Did you speak to them about the check?
Not the bank.
Did they give you a reason?
Yes, someone objected to the distribution of the funds because I anticipated that by the 17th of November, but there was a little delay. So they said to me, provided nobody objected by today, then that would be issued to me early next week.
All right, but who would be the person objecting? Do you have any idea?
If I had any outstanding debt, anyone saying, okay, well, she can't get her money until I get, or my agency gets our money too. Yeah.
Well, do you have any
something
liens
like that
on your property?
Those were already addressed. So whoever has property, those agencies are being paid.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So
really
it doesn't look like it's
going
to delay it forever, but
no, of course not.
No, but it looks like maybe a few more weeks. So, you know, tell God to hold that house for you.
Yeah, because I really won't know until I call back tomorrow to find out, okay, because these agencies had 10 days to object. So to find out tomorrow what's going on and should I, like, get something mailed to me Monday morning, you know?
Well, they're going to have
to
tell you who's objecting. They're going to have to tell you what it is about.
Of course.
And you have no idea? There was nobody else you knew who was?
They have, like, a mailing list. I mean, I already know, besides me being paid, this credit card is being paid, this other thing and this other thing are being paid, the Homeowners Association. Okay. I mean,
okay, because you don't think it's the homeowner still?
Oh, no, they're already being paid. They are lined up to be paid.
Okay, good. Good. Yeah. I'm just seeing the person who wants to be paid. I got the devil card on them. I don't think you owe them or that you're supposed to pay them, but it looks like they're just trying to see if they could, I don't know, squeak something out of this deal. You know?
Well, I have a girlfriend who really doesn't want me to go.
All right,
a female friend who really does not want me to make that move.
All right, but what could she say you possibly owed her?
Good. She hasn't said that. She doesn't say that I owe her anything. But in the past, she was very angry with me because she bought me some dinner and a couple of drinks or something like that, and she said, "Well, when you had money, you didn't." You weren't generous with me, or you didn't share with me, or something like that. I didn't treat her to dinner or drinks.
All right, but you can't say you owe her $100. Not, I mean, she can't say you owe them $100. So, I don't think it's necessarily her. I just think it's it should be resolved. Okay, it looks more like paperwork. Somebody didn't do something right paperwork, and they're just saying this. You know what I mean? It looks more like bullshit here, you know what I mean? Just for whatever reason, they didn't speed this through enough.
Right.
So, you know, you should get your money. And this looks like a really affordable place for you, too.
Right.
So, you know, so that looks great. So, you know, it looks like it will go through. So, you know, good luck to you on that. And
Thanks.
It looks like a great move. Your daughter will be happy there. And,
oh, you know what? I forgot about something. I mean, I didn't forget, but we have all of our stuff currently in storage. And
do you owe the storage? Do you owe the storage?
Yeah, I do. I must pay them.
Then it's that.
So,
then it could be that. But they should have paid that off already in terms of.
Well, actually, that's for me to pay. That's not for that agency. But I know that once I do receive my check. That's what I plan to do, is to pay my storage.
Okay, because they could have, you know, that could have been the paperwork glitch that was signed up, but they probably had to just tell them that that's not for them to pay.
Okay.
You know, okay, because it looks like it could be the storage unit. So
yeah, because that's something I should have paid that today, but I just wasn't able because my money was delayed. So as soon as I find out tomorrow, I'm just going to call them tomorrow and say, well, you know, I know that I'm getting this. I will pay you by this date for November, December. And then,
good, because this way, that looks good. But otherwise, it looks like everything looks good and the move looks good to Oregon. So keep us posted, because I'm so glad, you know, you found something that is cozy and just right for you.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait, actually. I'm like, I got to get out of here.
Wow. Yeah. No, it's time. It's time.
Okay.
Well, keep us posted.
Okay,
let us know if you get that cottage. We'll keep praying for you because that seems like a wonderful, perfect home for you.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. Happy holidays.
Okay. Happy holidays.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Nicole. So, you know, we have to remind our listeners, if you want to talk to us, press 1. Some of the callers get so far down we can't see the ones. So you might want to repress again because we can't always see if you've pressed one. So if you want to talk to us, press one and we will pick up. Okay. Now, Nicole, we've had some pretty interesting people calling in tonight, don't you think?
Yes, ma'am, we have. We
talked about all kinds of topics. And, you know, the one thing that...
there's kind of a... I think there was you know, a little bit of an offbeat kind of theme here, you know, with our callers. I mean, you know, we had one caller, you know, that was, you know, looking for something or someone or whatever and was getting ghosted. And then we were, you know, then we spoke to Camille, you know, who is you know, making this move sort of, you know, sort of thing or whatever. I think that the common theme here today is to put yourself out there and not to be afraid of the unknown.
Exactly. And also to just, she was saying she wasn't sure about who would owe her, who she owes the money to. Sometimes we got to just ask questions. Ask
yes.
the bank, find out what it is. You know, it's not, don't live in mystery. Confront, ask.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important.
Yeah, exactly. Just don't be afraid of the unknown and be transparent. Let people know what your intentions are. Let people know who you are, you know. For Camille, it's you know, being honest with money. It's being forthcoming with money, and it's asking the right questions about money and about that particular situation, you know. And with our first caller, Irene, what's her name? Is that correct, Cindy?
Right, Irene, uh-huh.
Yep, yeah, and with Irene, it was, you know what, being transparent with somebody of, you know, who you want, what kind of relationship you're looking for. Just be transparent. Be you and don't be afraid to be you. And just don't be afraid of the answer. Not knowing the answer is not necessarily going to make the answer any less true. It's just going to make you oblivious to the fact that it's there.
I mean, it might only be funny if Irene actually said, and then she's still listening, if he just said, well, you know, I was looking to have some sex. You know, I wasn't looking for a text buddy here. So, like,
yeah,
what's
exactly.
the story? You know what I mean? Like, what's the story, buddy? I mean, come on. I'm not asking you to drill your teeth without anesthesia.
Well, no,
so
you know what? I don't necessarily think that. I don't think that in this particular case, because this is somebody that Irene doesn't know, that she should say, hey, listen, just looking to fuck, you know, because that could open her up to some danger there. We don't want Irene in danger, you know, but, you know, perhaps there is somebody in Irene's life that she knows that's just a buddy that can handle a relationship like that, where she just kind of goes, hey, listen, I got needs, you got needs, come over and go home. That's it.
That's a good one. Well, we do have time to pick up one caller. I think we know who it is. We just seen that she pressed one. It's the...
Where?
0312.
I don't see
0312.
I am not seeing 0312.
Let me see if I can pick it up. Okay.
Yeah, you try to pick it up. I'm not seeing 0312 on my screen here.
Okay,
I've got,
I know, because
I got more people on my screen than you have on yours.
Okay. I live in Arthur.
Hi, you're live on the air.
G's and George.
Hello.
P is in Peter. 70, you know, the number 70, at AOL.com.
Okay, you just gave out your, did you realize you just gave out your email online on the phone? Hello? This is Pat, I think, right? Correct?
I think it's Pat. It sounds like Pat.
C-O-L.
Okay.
Hello?
Pat's talking to somebody else, so I did see
okay,
that somebody else picked up, you know, 978-1, Cindy.
0312.
Okay, I'm trying to mute her, so.
Yeah,
okay,
no, I got it. I already got it. Okay. But somebody with the last four digits, 3099, did press number one, Cindy. So we're going to jump over to that caller. Hopefully that person is normal, because obviously I have not screened this one. So hello,
okay.
3099. You're on the air. Who are we speaking
Hi.
With?
Hi, this is Jennifer. And what is normal?
Okay, what is normal? Jennifer, it's Jennifer. She's pretty normal in her own normal way, you know? No, that's what I thought it was. Okay, Jennifer, so what's happening in your normal world? Well, she only means normal because we once got hijacked, like someone hijacked
yeah.
our show, literally. So that's what we consider not normal. They hijack our show and we're like, we can't, like, get them off.
And here's the thing, Jennifer, this hijacking happened, like, in year 2 of the show, yet we're still both paranoid about it, however many years later. So it has never happened since then. It has never, ever happened since then. But that one time was that damaging.
I have heard many a person hijack a show. So, and it's not just your show. It's many shows.
Oh, okay. So anyway, we have about 5 minutes. So tell us what you need to know before Blog Talk cuts us off the air.
May I have a card?
A card?
She wants a card. That's nice and easy. I like that.
Okay. You want me to just pick a card?
A card. Well, whatever you want. You know, 1, 2, 3, whatever you want.
Okay. All right.
Unless
first
it's
of all,
the tower, then I don't want it.
No, we didn't get the tower, but I did get the Ace of Cups was the first card, which is a good year of joy and peace. Okay. So that's actually a very good card for 2018. I did get a card that shows there are going to be some changes, but very good changes in the upcoming year. You're worrying an awful lot. Are you trying to let go of all that worry?
Yeah, a little bit. It's sometimes I think worry is good, but a certain amount of stress is good because it gets you motivated to change things.
Right, and that's what I saw here. You're going to worry a little bit and change, but it's good changes, and it's changes that you're going to bring about. It's not changes that the universe is going to thrust at you. It's changes you're going to make happen. You just need a little bit of courage to get that going along there. But 2018, because you just asked to pick a card, I picked a card for 2018. It's going to be a very happy year for you. Are you ready for a happy year?
I am very ready for a happy year.
Okay, and I keep getting the courage cards. You just need a little bit of courage to change your life. And, you know, I remember with your love life, are you ready for a committed relationship now this year?
Probably not.
Okay, because there will be a soulmate brought to you if you want
mm-hmm.
it, okay? If you're going to run away afraid, we're going to have to tell the universe, hold this one at bay a little bit. Are you afraid of your judgment? That you know, are you afraid of what you know? You won't know a good guy when you see him. Are you afraid of how it's going to change your life?
I've spent a lot of time creating a very peaceful, blissful domestic environment, and I'm afraid of an interruption to that.
Okay, so you can write down what your ideal soulmate would be like, and that was a person who brings peace, love, and joy to the plate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not one who is going to bring drama and trauma. And, you know, because, you know, a good relationship doesn't subtract, it adds to our life. So that's what I'm seeing here, that you will be brought someone nice. I mean, your children need to see kind of a better version of love. Do you know that?
Yes.
So for them, I mean, even if you're more, you know, patient, I don't think your children can wait that much longer to see a better version of love. So, you know, I know that you want your kids to be happy, and I see that here. You just let the love in. If you, you know, please let the love in. He looks like a really good guy here. You know?
Please.
Okay. I mean, really, I wouldn't tell you that if it weren't true.
Yes, I know.
And, you know, nothing is bad in your cards at all, by the way. I mean, you really have a very, you know, your cards are good, other than a little bit of worry. And because of fear, I think some of these nice changes that you could bring forward in your life are not happening. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of muster a little courage. You used to have a lot more courage. Do you remember those days?
It was a different kind of courage, I think, because it was blissful ignorance. Blissfully
ignorant.
Yeah.
It's skydiving when you did without realizing you need a parachute, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, but no, this is, I mean, I'm actually very happy with what's on your cards. Your kids look actually good. You know, money looks better in the future. And, you know, just a little bit of change. You need somebody recharging your batteries a bit. So that's what this love would do. A little bit. You know, somebody who's there for you, you know,
Hooray.
Saying what can I do to help you kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the most part, you haven't picked the best guys, okay? So
mm-hmm.
when we haven't picked the best guys, we just keep thinking, oh, my God, if I have somebody in my life, it's only going to be drama and trauma. That you've already learned all you can from unfixable people. Wouldn't it be nice to learn the rest of your karmic lessons through love, peace, and joy? Because that's
yes,
what the universe would like to. That's what the universe would like to bring you. So, he said, "Give me a card." The card was, "This is a year of peace, love, better money too." So you have a really good year coming up. I'm actually glad I got to read you tonight because your cards are very positive. And you've known me long enough. I've told you some pretty negative things over the years, if you remember that.
Yes, you have, and they were very specific.
Okay, so this is the opposite here. So I think this is going to be a great new year for you. So, you know, call in again and let us know how the year progresses, because I'm so glad that we finished with you, because you're actually a happy read
today. Oh, good. Thank you.
Nothing bad in your cards. So, I mean, it's funny. When I tell people horrible stuff, they believe it. When I tell them good stuff, they're like, well, this isn't a good reading. I'm like, why? Because I'm going to tell you horrible stuff? So this is a good reading. You believe me when I tell you horrible stuff. Believe it when I tell you good stuff. And that's
I believe you.
Thank you. Well, we're going to be shut off in about 1 minute from Blog Talk Radio. So I want to say goodnight to all of our listeners. And thank you for calling in and sharing your life with us. And thank you, Nicole, for all your input tonight.
Oh, thank you, Cindy, as always. You did a wonderful job.
And I feel like it's always Thursday, so I will speak to you in like in a minute again, because those Thursdays
yes,
roll
I'll,
around fast.
I'll speak to you. I'll speak to you at 7 o'clock in a minute.
It's like Groundhog Day. I feel like it's always Thursday night in the radio show.
Yep.
Good night, everybody.
This time you didn't have any of your people ringing your doorbell, so.
Well, you know, that's why I said she's probably going to ring the bell in about 2 seconds. So I was trying to get off before that happened.
Well, then, go and do your reading. Good night, Cindy.
Okay, good night. Bye.